You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Take action to, you know, really think about the possibilities and not be afraid to just make a move. You've got to keep moving forward.
Don't wait. Cloud computing is not something that is yet to be proven. It's already proven. It's already a paradigm shift. Most of your competition are already on it, and you could use this efficiency and cost saving and gain on your competition. The world is going this direction. The sooner you adopt it, the better off you are with your company. You could go ahead with very little investment, find new ways to grow your company and make your company more efficient. And you know, as you grow, you don't have to stop and upgrade to a certain amount of hardware. It just grows with you.
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Ryan Morgan, the president of the Morgan Advisory Group, a sports agency firm that represents professional athletes in various professional sports such as the NFL, Major League Baseball, beach volleyball, Olympic athletes, and others. Ryan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Thank you. So tell our audience about Morgan Advisory, your sports agency firm, and how you got started, and what does your firm do, and where do you hope to take the firm over the next few years?
Sure, no problem. As you referenced, I mean, we represent athletes across a wide variety of sports. We have a significant number of athletes, Major League Baseball athletes, Olympians, and additional, we have a growing soccer practice, and really athletes across a wide variety of sports. My background, I have a background, legal background, with a specialty in contract law, and did corporate side legal work for really kind of any kind of transaction, that you could think about, whether it was, M&A transactions, financing transactions, just general startup, corporate work. So my background is really contract intensive, and that obviously applies over to representation of the athletes, where the bottom line is we're working on their contracts.
Why don't you give our audience a few examples of some success stories of how you have represented professional football, baseball players, Olympic athletes over the years, and the things that you deal with as an agent on a day-to-day basis, whether it's the NFL draft, free agency, or other items that players and agents go through?
Sure. Just to pick kind of one example from each kind of broad category, you know, football, baseball, and Olympics. One big success story I would say is Chris Brown in the NFL, who was basically the best running back, one of the best two or three running backs ever to come out of the University of Colorado. And Chris, you know, Chris had a good, solid NFL career, but actually had a lot of injury issues, as, you know, as a lot of NFL players do throughout the year. Throughout the years, he had a couple ankle surgeries, he had a couple back surgeries, a broken hand. He sort of faced a lot of adversity and an injury standpoint. So even though he was a very talented player, it was tricky to at times navigate through his, you know, his contract negotiations because of you know, durability concerns or just health concerns. And so with Chris, we were able to, you know, very successfully negotiate a long-term deal with the Houston Texans that, you know, basically was able to put Chris in a very, very good position, you know, from a contract standpoint and you know, put him in a position to perform. That's an example on the football side. On the baseball side, a recent example would be Pablo Sandoval's three-year contract extension with the San Francisco Giants, where we really wanted to accomplish two things at the same time. bring some security in place and do a deal that's a little bit longer than, you know, perhaps going year by year, 1 year at a time, and with some of the risk that entails. Not to go into his free agent years, because the 3-year deal covered only his arbitration eligible years. And so we thought that was a real good success story and a real, perfect in terms of the security that brought to the table for him. On the Olympic side, one of the things that we've been, really proud of and really able to do, very well has been, Kerry Walsh's relationship with Gatorade, which has lasted probably the last 10 years. And we've seen solo television advertisements where Kerry has endorsed, a variety of Gatorades, different products and different product lines, and really some fantastic activation with a real blue chip sports marketing company. So those are a few examples.
And very good examples. As an entrepreneur who has started their own sports agency firm, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs out there listening in, or someone that's thinking of starting their own business?
Well, I think the important thing, and one of the things that I really tried to do as I was sort of phasing out of the, at least to a certain extent, out of the corporate legal world and into the sports agency and sports marketing world, was just to take a building block approach. It's not going to all it's not all going to happen at once. And, you need to have success in one project, one deal, one client, and move on to the next at the and still, maintain and service the previous client. So the best approach that I can say is, things move fast, but you need to make sure that at the same time you're able to, cautiously build over time in a way that makes sense, so you're not overextended and you're able to, add, one success to the next.
Now tell us, what has been the most memorable moment so far as a sports agent?
There's a couple that stand out. It was really, having been in Athens for Kerry Walsh's gold medal there, having been in Beijing for Kerry's gold medal there, this one just recently, and it might be just because it's the most fresh in my mind, but about a month ago, a little over a month ago in London, she took home another gold, and the moment that really stood out for me was actually not the gold medal match, but the match against China, where Kerry was down, 5 or 6 points, and Kerry and Misty looked like they might be in a little bit of trouble, but they were able to turn that around and take that match. And there was one moment when Kerry made, one of the best athletic plays I've ever seen, where she sort of was able to dive under the net and save a ball and get the point. And it was a turning point in the match, and was probably the most memorable athletic, kind of moment that I've seen, at least over the last, few years. And another one that stands out was when Pablo and the San Francisco Giants won the World Series a couple years ago. They're still alive in the playoffs today, obviously, so we're hoping for another run, but that was really a fantastic moment to see him and his teammates take home that championship.
Definitely, without a question. Now, what's the process like in terms of recruiting players to be represented by you and your firm, and what's the competition for player representation out there?
It's real competitive. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of qualified agencies and agents that want to represent talented athletes. So you start out from a landscape where it is competitive, and there's people offering their services pretty aggressively. So is to get in the mix and get our message across about our qualifications and our approach and what we bring to the table, and really our track record and our ability to show case studies about how we've effectively represented athletes in the past. The recruiting process, it is more of an art than a science, in the sense that you really just have to get to a point where you're sitting down typically with an athlete, and in most cases an athlete's family. And just, taking 2 or 3 hours for that initial meeting to take them through a lot of the issues that they're facing and a lot of the factors that go into this. So really for us, it's just consistently explaining our, our messages and our track record and, what we bring to the table and how dedicated we are to our approach of representing athletes. And you know, we find that once we, that when we're able to, you know, get that time to communicate that message, we, you know, good things happen, and we're able to really kind of communicate clearly what we, you know, what we do and how we do it.
Today we're joined by Ryan Morgan, the president of the Morgan Advisory Group, a sports agency firm that represents professional athletes in various professional sports such as the NFL, Major League Baseball, beach volleyball, and Olympic athletes, among others, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ryan, what are the advantages for a sports agency such as yours representing professional athletes in so many sports?
Well, you know, there is a lot of crossover. When you're representing an athlete in football, for example, you may be able to leverage relationships that you've built on the marketing side with companies that are, you know, major Olympic sponsors. For example, Visa or Coca-Cola would be two major Olympic sponsors that are also obviously heavily involved in sports like baseball and football, but building those relationships very closely through the, you know, through the Olympic platform is one way that there's crossover. And the other thing, I mean, these deals across the board, they're, you can learn from situations that you see on the marketing side and situations that you see in the NFL side and make comparisons and understand scenarios. And doing that really helps prepare you for everything that gets thrown at you in the context of any given negotiation.
And how has the sports agency and representation business changed throughout the years, especially since you first got started in the business?
You know, I actually think it's matured quite a bit in the past, you know, over the past 10 years. I think that that some of the services and some of the approaches that companies take have been, to a certain extent, standardized. And, the technical offerings in terms of, you know, training athletes or providing marketing platforms or doing different things are, you know, similar across the board, I would say, for a lot of these agencies. So then but it still comes down to the fact that there's an individual, representing the athlete, making, helping make decisions. So in that sense, there's been no change in the past 10 years, but in terms of the overall business, things have sort of standardized a bit, I would say.
And I'd be curious, are there any differences representing professional athletes in the various sports? What's the difference between representing a professional athlete in the NFL versus Major League Baseball, professional beach volleyball, et cetera?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of different concerns that are very, very sports specific. A couple of the general ones. In the NFL, you tend to be very concerned about about injury and the fact that the career in the NFL tends to be very short. So you're really looking to maximize opportunity in a very, very accelerated time frame. In Major League Baseball, one of the key factors is trying to get onto the open market. So you're under a control, the control of a team for a certain period of time, and there's nothing you can do about that pursuant to the collective bargaining agreement. But strategically, the idea and the way to maximize value on the contract side is to get into a situation where it's possible to have open bidding, essentially. On the Olympic side, you're obviously focused more on the marketing side, and you're putting in place relationships and partnerships that maximize visibility and open doors from a marketing perspective. And so those are some of the different concerns that apply sort of individually. But at the end of the day, the contracts that you're entering into for any athlete, whether it's a football player, a baseball player, or an Olympian, are still a contract that's providing an agreement to provide services to either a company or a team in exchange for value.
Now, by representing so many athletes, how do you keep track of everyone and their day-to-day work? Is it all about having a good team around you? And if you would, speaking of team, talk a little bit about the importance of a good team around you to be successful.
Right. We have a great team, and that's key. It's, you know, to me, it's really an industry where dedication is crucial, because you don't know what any given day is going to bring. It can bring the good news. It can bring bad news, meaning, you know, you can have an injury. You can have someone get traded or someone get cut. Anything can happen on any given day. It's the nature of sport. It's unpredictable. And so having a team, first of all, is completely dedicated and you know, basically 24/7 eating, sleeping, and breathing sports and our guys, you know, and understanding what are the situation that our players are in? What, you know, is everything, you know, maybe everything's great that day. Like yesterday, Pablo was 3 for 4 with a home run, you know, so that's a great day. But maybe another day, he tweaks his hamstring, or someone breaks a hand, or, you know, so on and so forth. So it's really about being ready for anything, but being completely dedicated and, you know, and available and engaged. And that's what we have.
Exciting stuff. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information about Morgan Advisory Group online, your sports agency firm.
Sure. Our website is www.morganag.com. That's MORGANAG, as in advisorygroup.com.
In conclusion, Ryan, when you started your business, what are the most important decisions that you could leave with our listener, that some of those decisions that you made early on to get where you are today and to be successful? I'm sure our listeners would appreciate that.
Sure. It's really two things. What I really try to emphasize is being careful in terms of selecting clients and careful in terms of selecting team members. Because at the end of the day, those are the two things, the success of clients on the field, on the court, that drives this business. And so you want to be representing and working with, you know, good people who are very, very talented athletes. That's point one. And then point two is whenever we look to add a team member to become part of MAG, we just want to make sure that they're capable, smart, hardworking, dedicated, all those things. And so I was very, very careful, you know, every time we added a team member, and that's shown through in the quality. You know, when people work with us, they see, you know, a group of people that do a great job.
Certainly been good to catch up with you. He is Ryan Morgan, the president of the Morgan Advisory Group, a sports agency firm that represents professional athletes in various professional sports such as the NFL, Major League Baseball, beach volleyball, Olympic athletes, and others. And the website of reference, once again, is MorganAG.com. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.